On today's Part of My Take, Super Bowl 55 recap. Tom Brady wins his 7th Super Bowl title. Unbelievable. We're going to recap the game. Kind of a dud of a game, but still a ton of things to talk about. Well, it wasn't, it wasn't close, Hank. It wasn't close.
Still fun.
It was, it was a game. A Super Bowl.
Big game.
We're going to recap everything. We also are going to talk about Friday night. Our son, Billy Football, knocking out that rat fuck Jose Canseco in the first round, 15 seconds in.
That's being generous.
Yeah.
Like nine
seconds.
It was three quarters of Patino.
We also have, we don't make those jokes, we also have Billy on Zoom. He is in Florida, very drunk, and we recap the fight with him like five times over. So we get all of that. Great Monday show for everyone. Football season, unfortunately, is done. But we're gonna send it out with a bang. And special announcement today, our entire show was bought by Verizon. So we are Verizon today. Please support us by supporting Verizon. And the whole show is going to be supported by Verizon with just Verizon ads. So thank you very much to Verizon. Okay, let's go.
Presented by Barstool Sports.
Welcome to Part of My Take. Today's Super Bowl recap episode is presented by Verizon with limited ads. Today is Monday, February 8th, Super Bowl 55.
What? What? What?
We go down to the big pirate ship for the soup. Super Bowl, Tom versus Time, the goat versus the baby goat, Bruce versus Andy, Tony Romo P versus his pants. The Bucks went out early as Roberto Gronkowski said "Yo soy fiesta" for all our Spanish-speaking fans out there. Puedo ir al baño, Tony Romo. And speaking of baños, the Chiefs' offensive line opened up like the back door of Schwam's house after a dinner at Fogo de Chao. If you catch my drift, Talking about diarrhea, Teej.
Taking the Browns to the Super Bowl, boom.
Vito Lavea was out there making some cold plays, and with flags on the field left and right against the Chiefs, it was all yellow. Bruce Springsteen Arians took one look at Leonard Fournette and said, "This guy's born to run," the second he saw him in his new jersey. That makes it 7 Super Bowls combined for guys in attendance for the catch. Yep, folks, that was me on the field as a young Tom Brady soaked in the scene at Candlestick Park that fateful day. And that's your Schwab signing off for another year. But don't worry, we'll be back. Before you know it.
Careful, you're going to hurt yourself.
I'm still recovering my voice from Friday night's fight. Did a lot of screaming, a lot of cheering. I was very enthusiastic.
Yes.
A little partying afterwards. But yes. You know what? It's all worth it. I'm sad that the NFL season's over. But, you know, it ended.
Yes, it ended. It ended.
That's all you can say. It ended.
Tom Brady, 7th Super Bowl. Tom Brady has more Super Bowls than every franchise in the NFL.
That's insane. Stairway to 7. Hank, the vest did it. The second Hank walked into that vest, I sincerely regretted my bet against the Bucks.
Wednesday Big Cat was very smart, and Sunday Big Cat was a fucking moron.
Saturday Big Cat, too.
Yes.
There was a point yesterday we were at the Barstool Sportsbook House in Philly, and I walked in, I went to the bathroom or something, I came back, and Big Cat was like, "I think I'm betting the Bucks." I was like, "Yes, Big Cat, welcome to the good side."
All right.
There was a moment of destiny when I should have switched my pick to the Bucks. It happened at Waffle House on Saturday morning. Hank was there, Bubba was there, Jake was there. This guy, I don't even think he worked at Waffle House. He was wearing a shirt and just showed up out of nowhere. Stood next to our
like
table.
Like, feel the dreams.
It was like the janitor in Scrubs who stops by, imparts a little wisdom, and leaves. He was like, who are you betting on for the Super Bowl? Just straight up asked us that. He could tell we were sports fans.
Oh, it's big game weekend, yeah.
Big game. We're talking about the big game. Talking ball with the fellas.
You know.
And I was like, I'm going to bet on the Chiefs. And he goes, are you sure? You think that's a good idea? I was like, yeah. And he's like, who do you think the best quarterback in the world is? Patrick Mahomes. He's like, are you sure?
And
then as quickly as he came, he walked away, and it shook me to my core.
And that guy?
God.
Tom Brady.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, Tom Brady was in a West Virginia Super Bowl making sure that people knew who was the best. So, I mean, it wasn't even – I don't think the GOAT discussion was up for debate before this game, but seven is just insane. 43 years old, seventh Super Bowl. I just said he has more Super Bowls than every other franchise, which is true. He not only has that. There's 32 teams in the NFL, okay? Tom Brady has more Super Bowls than the Bears, Jets, Saints, Rams, Seahawks, Eagles, Bills, Vikings, Bengals, Panthers, Falcons, Chargers, Titans, Cardinals, Browns, Lions, Texans, Jaguars combined. That's 18 teams, more than half of the league, and he has more Super Bowls than those 18 teams, 18 franchises combined.
It's crazy to
it's
think that
stupid.
He's won a Super Bowl one every 6 years that he's been alive.
It's
he has as many Super
stupid.
Bowl wins as Larry King has wives.
It's R.I.P.
One of the another goat.
Fuck. Another goat. We were supposed to do a Larry King in memoriam show and we forgot.
We'll include that in the
takeies.
We'll
just count this as our Larry King in memoriam show.
Moment of silence.
R.I.P. Okay. Listen, it's fucking stupid now. I don't know. There's nothing else to say. I mean, we're going to talk about the whole game because the Bucs defense was, as a unit, the MVP of the game. But Tom Brady played an unbelievable first half. He didn't really have to do as much in the second half. It's just, it's unfathomable that a guy has seven Super Bowls. We know how hard it is to win one Super Bowl. He has fucking seven of them.
So he won the Super Bowl by 22 points. His total margin of victory in the six other Super Bowl wins combined, 29 points.
That's crazy.
Bobby Big Wheel on Twitter pointed that out. And it's nuts. You do have to ask if the Patriots were holding him back, Hank. You get him and Gronk into a system that centers itself around, you know, making plays between your quarterback and your tight end, and all of a sudden he's blowing teams out, blowing out one of the best quarterbacks of all time, Patrick Mahomes, in the Super Bowl.
The hoops that people are going to be jumping through, like people even tonight were like, oh, how can you be happy for Tom Brady? It's like, of course I'm happy for Tom Brady. People are just going to keep trying, keep looking for reasons that, you know, the Patriots aren't good, Tom Brady's not good, and it's just they're going to keep coming up short.
You're claiming this is a Super Bowl, though, right, for the Patriots?
I'm not. I'm just happy. You know, I bet on Tom Brady the entire playoffs. I bet him biggest bet of my life tonight, so obviously I was supporting him. He's brought me so much joy in my life as a Patriots fan, him and Gronk. So it's like to not root for them and not be happy for them is just extremely selfish, and I would never do it. I'm not counting for the Patriots.
I don't even think, like, who are these people who even say that, like, he's
they're
not
out there.
But they're not. They're not real. Do you know what I mean? Like, you get to a point where you can't really say anything anymore.
Right.
You can't. He's won 12% of the Super Bowls ever given out.
Tony Romo was preaching at the end when he was like, it's going to be hard for Mahomes because going from, if he won, it would have been two. He's just got to get to six. Now he only has one, and he's got to go above seven.
Like, right. That's how math
that's
works.
That's a
Tony.
daunting task.
It is, and he's always going to have that one in hand over Patrick Mahomes.
Right.
So even if
right.
he equals it.
Right.
Like, we were talking about who's the greatest athlete of all time. I think we said Secretariat, right?
Secretariat.
I think
yes,
it's like a tie between Secretariat, Babe Ruth, Tom Brady, Sachin Tendulkar, the cricket player. Freddie Adu, Zlatan, and James Jones.
Yep. There it is. That's your list. But it's, there's nothing really else to say. I mean, he's 43. And let's just ask this question. Do you think he has another one? Because I wouldn't bet against it.
He says
that's
coming back.
The craziest part about all of this. He's fucking 43. He has now had... it's rare that a guy has had multiple chances now that he could go off like John Elway on his white horse and be like, all right, I won and I'm out. People were saying he should have done that against the Rams when he won.
Yeah.
And he's now 2 years later, and he just won another one, and he could do it again, and he's still going to come back. And I wouldn't bet on, like, if you put a line out there right now, Tom Brady over 7.5 Super Bowls in his career, I wouldn't bet the under.
I wouldn't either. And Bruce Arians already said he's coming back too. And what's crazy is because they went through this extended run to the playoffs, their assistant coaches probably aren't going to get hired anywhere else.
Yeah.
So not only is Bruce and Tom coming back, but probably Todd Bowles and Byron Leftwich.
I wonder if Rob Gronkowski would come back. Because Rob Gronkowski, like, that was – I saw someone tweeting me, like, Tom Brady had 12 days by himself in his house, and he in those 12 days he remembered that he had Gronk. Because Gronk was incredible tonight, too, which is a throwback. What, did he have two touchdowns? He had the first two.
He had two touchdowns. I think he had, like, three receptions the entire playoffs before.
Right.
So it's like Brady and the Antonio Browns. Like, Brady was going to his guys.
Yes, he was.
Antonio Brown is going to get arrested so hard this summer. It's going to be like the summer of Lindsay Lohan for him.
Unbelievable.
Let's get the narrative, the redemption narrative going ahead of time for Antonio Brown. Congrats on overcoming all the women you've assaulted and people that you haven't paid because he scored a touchdown in the playoffs.
Well, he, as long as Tom Brady's in the league, he's got a job.
Yeah.
So let's talk about the game. Let's talk about the Bucs first, then we'll get to the Chiefs. The Bucs defense was incredible. Like, obviously, Tom Brady, you know, we just said it, the GOAT in seven Super Bowls, and all these numbers are baffling. The Bucs defense was awesome. They made the Chiefs look completely pedestrian. We have not seen the Chiefs look like this ever under Patrick Mahomes. They didn't score a touchdown. They've never been held under double digits. Like, they've never lost by double digits. Like, all these things I think they lost to the Chiefs by maybe 11. But, like, they got blown out, and it looked like they couldn't do anything. And it was, I mean, their pressure was insane. Their line, like, Travis Kelce still got his numbers, but Tyreek Hill wasn't able to, you know, get, like, break the big one. I feel like they just had such an incredible game plan. Todd Bowles, very underrated. He got mentioned a lot, so maybe he's properly rated now. But he was incredible this entire playoff run because the Bucs defense, like, they played at such a high level in the last four games, and that's a huge part of why they have the Super Bowl trophy.
Yeah, the defense was amazing. Also, Patrick Mahomes got let down a couple times by his receivers. He had a couple. Like, he made the three best passes in this game. And there
he
were
made a matrix maybe, pass.
Maybe three passes that would be, you know, like the best passes of all time.
PFT, you know what we get to do. The first thing that came in my head, we get to now be the annoying journalist guy who in 20 years we can be like, best Super Bowl pass I ever saw.
Patrick Mahomes.
Incompletion.
Yep, when he had his hand down next to the ground. That like is 30 yards
the
out.
Hipster reply in 10 years when someone's like, quote tweet this with the best Super Bowl pass you've ever seen. Yeah, I saw it. Didn't count for it was actually a turnover on downs.
Yep.
No yeah, big
hit
deal.
Hit his receiver in the face.
Twice.
There were two big completions that were dropped. And then obviously we have to talk a little bit about the refs.
Well,
the refs.
I want to talk about Mahomes though first for a while. Right. Then we'll get to the refs. Because the refs, I hate doing the refs like early on. You know what I mean? Like the game, the Bucs won this game no matter what.
Yeah.
The refs did not play a part in the final outcome of this game. But Mahomes. So I tweeted out in, like, the fourth quarter, I was like, Mahomes has been kind of incredible tonight, and he's just been let down by his offensive line and his wide receivers. Now, the first half, he missed a couple throws, but he also hit Tyreek Hill in the face in a tie game for a touchdown. He also, the game is completely different as far as I'm concerned when you have the Bucs up 7-3, they're going in for a touchdown, the Chiefs make an incredible goal line stand, Then the Chiefs get out of the shadows of their own end zone. Third down, Travis Kelce gets hit directly in the hands and drops it. And then you had the sequence where it was a holding on the punt, and then the guy shanked it, and the punter shanked it, and the Bucs turn around and they score right away, back down 14-3. It's a, you know, like a short field, 35-yard field drive they had to go on. That drop by Travis Kelce. I know that, like, you can't in a blowout like this, you can't say that the Chiefs were ever really in it, but that drop was huge for momentum and for everything that the Chiefs had going for them.
Yeah.
So they had both of those in the first half.
It looked, by the way, on that drop that Kelce had, it looked like he was thinking about lateraling the ball before he even caught it. I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, you can go back and watch it. The way that he set up his hands and his feet when he was making that catch, I actually think that there was a chance it was a designed lateral play, and he thought like a half second ahead of time. I might be completely wrong about it, but that's the first thing that popped out to me, and I'm rarely wrong about these things, if ever.
Right, and ever. Never.
No.
Never, ever wrong. So that drop, the Tyreek Hill drop, and then you have the Patrick Mahomes matrix throw that gets hits the receiver in the face, and he drops it. Or I actually think it was the running back in that case. But those, like, plays, that's the difference between being in a game, making it a game, and not. When you have a Super Bowl and you have to make the big play, the Chiefs just didn't make the big play, and I don't – as much as Mahomes looked a little bit off all night, he was just like he had no time. So the did you see the advanced stat that he Patrick Mahomes ran for 497 total yards before his passes or sacks.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the most of anyone in this season.
That's insane.
He was running for his life the entire night. Now you probably say, well, he drifted out of the pocket. Yeah, he drifts sometimes. But he also
he had to because the offensive line was that mismatched.
And he also kept a lot of plays alive that were never going to be alive. He also, of his 56 dropbacks, he was pressured in 29 of them.
Mm-hmm.
29 of them.
Yeah, and I think that the defense for the Buccaneers played like a relatively simple look for most of the time. I'm seeing a lot of people say that they stuck in like cover two or basically like two high safeties.
Yeah.
For most
didn't
of the game.
Didn't let him beat him deep.
Couldn't get the play action going with that coverage either. And so, yeah, they had a really good game plan against him. And you combine that with a defensive line with Ndamukong Suh, JPP, and Vita Vea back. Yeah, it was a problem. And when he drifted tonight, I'm actually not going to put that on Mahomes drifting because like he was going to get his ass kicked if he stayed in the pocket. Now, I will say, though, the turf toe reared its ugly head a little bit. And I'm not – like I'm serious. He was not able to scramble as effectively. He looked slower. He looked hobbled. He didn't step into that many throws. So I think he's probably – like he's probably going to have surgery on that foot.
Yeah, it was – he definitely looked off, but he also had no time. And the injury to Eric Fisher, which – I fucking hate myself because I think I even said it last Monday. I was like, I don't know about Eric Fisher being out. It's just crazy to think about how we view the Chiefs, how unstoppable they have been in the last 2 years, and they truly have been, and how like you can't Tyreek Hill, there's no answer for him. Travis Kelce, there's no answer for him. Patrick Mahomes making plays with his feet, no answer. The Bucs had an answer for all of it. Like they had an answer for everything. They played lights out. And, yeah, I guess I'll walk back a little bit of the incredible. Patrick Mahomes wasn't maybe incredible. I think if you look at that game, if you watch that game, if you take out just looking at the box score, because if you look at the box score, you're like, what the fuck, Patrick Mahomes was terrible. And when you're watching that game, I saw Patrick Mahomes keeping a team trying to make something out of nothing where any other quarterback in that situation – it would have been like the Chiefs would have been punting and being sacked every single play because their offensive line was that much of a sit.
I mean, if you want to get real hipster with it, we can say in a few years, like, this is the best
Super Bowl performance
that we've ever seen. You far, just right. let down. Best Super Bowl performance by a losing quarterback ever. We should also give credit to the, like, individuals on Tampa Bay's defense, like, besides the defensive line. Devin White should have been the MVP,
yes.
I think, of this game.
Yes. Well, so, I don't know. I think Tom Brady deserved it just because, you know, the way a football game goes, and, you know, if you get a lead and your defense can play with a lead, it's a lot different. You know, they were at the second half, they were able to just pin their ears back and go after him. And a lot of that was because Tom Brady played incredible in the first half. He was very, very good in the first half. He didn't have to do that in the second half because it was just a different game. So Tom Brady getting him to that point, it's almost like, remember, you know, the old, like, Brett Favre had all these comebacks because he would put him in a bad situation. Tom Brady didn't have a heroic late-game Super Bowl drive in this game because he was so good in the first half, it wasn't needed.
Yeah, but in the first half, that's when the refs, I think, did make their biggest impact on the game.
There's a few bad calls.
That pass interference in the end zone on Tyrann Mathieu, that was a bullshit call.
Yeah.
Like, do we do uncatchable balls anymore? I don't think that we do.
Yeah, I don't think we do.
I don't think I've seen a single time this year that a ref has done this.
Yeah.
I love doing that motion. It's a very cool signal because it's one that the fans can all do immediately when they think there's a bullshit call.
Yep.
I don't remember seeing a single one of those this year. That ball was uncatchable in the end zone, and it wasn't even pass interference. He was just playing, like, what do you call it, inside leverage. Just put the pads to him a little bit. Just playing physical defense. And as a fan, if I were a Chiefs fan, that's when I'm standing up just being like, call it both ways, Stripes.
Right.
Just call it both ways.
Right.
Some consistency would have been nice. Granted, you're right. It wouldn't have made a difference on the outcome of the game, but it would have made it a hell of a lot more close.
And also, fuck Darren Revelle for his tweet before the game. Darren Revelle tweeted before the game because it was the first female official in Super Bowl history, and he tweeted that the first female official in Super Bowl history has a son named Brady who was born after Tom Brady won his second Super Bowl. Basically phrasing it like she named him Brady for Tom Brady.
And that is,
I think she's from Tampa, so it's like, well, she's from somewhere in Florida. Maybe she is from Tampa.
It was at 7:58, so it's probably around halftime. But still.
No, I think it was earlier.
So he's also setting her up for the she's a homer.
No, that's not the... Is that the tweet?
Yeah.
7:58 Okay.
What time zone is your computer on, Jake?
No, Eastern. That's fine.
Eastern. Okay.
Eastern. All right. But either way, it basically said that, like, that wasn't. Whatever. I just.
Well, it's also not that. A tweet that you would ever see anyone ever make about a male official being like, hey, just so you guys know, Ed Hockley has a son that's named Brady before like a big game. That would never, like, no one cares what the name of the sperm that got shot out of Ed Hockley's dick was.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was weird. Fuck you, Darren Revelle. I'm sorry that you're dealing with the loss of Leslie. Hopefully you can find her. But now is not the time to bring your internalized misogyny into this conversation.
Oh, man. So, all right, we have some other things we got to talk about in the game. What were you going to say, Hank? Sorry.
I was just going to say all the it's not like there was, you know, the Bucs pass interferences on the other side. There was plays that the Chiefs thought they got missed calls. All those plays were just the Chiefs dropping, like, wide-open touchdowns. Like, it's not like Chiefs fans are going to be like, oh, they should have called this a pass interference.
Flag, throwing a flag, throwing a flag. You're wrong. He tweeted it before the game too.
Oh,
so he
laid it.
Right.
Yeah, but no, but he laid it. That my point was he laid it
he
out.
Doubled down on
yeah,
it.
Yeah, he doubled down. It's actually down even worse.
Yeah,
he doubled down on it after it became a ref show.
That's
he tweeted
crazy.
Before the game. Sarah Thomas, the female referee who make history in tonight's Super Bowl, has a son named Brady who is 16 and was born after Tom Brady's second Super Bowl win. Just a fun fact. That's worse because he doesn't even, like, there's no connection, but he makes it, like, seem like there could be a connection.
And then he doubled down. I think the 7:58, that was when
after
she made.
After the ref show.
It was one of those
he's
calls, yeah.
Yeah, and you know what?
He's a clown.
There's no chance that if you actually think it's just a fun fact, you don't end a tweet by saying just a fun fact.
Right.
He's saying
not a fun fact.
It's
I
not,
don't care
he's
what
he's saying just a fun fact because he knows it is neither fun. I guess it kind of is a fact,
it is a
but
fact.
It's
loose.
It's not. It's factish.
Yeah, but it's not even.
Adjacent.
There's no one gives a fuck about that.
Semi-factual.
It's only put out there so that if there's a ref show, you can be like, well, let's fucking go after the chick ref.
It is time to revisit maybe Darren Revelle's best video of all time when he did the Super Bowl 50 behind the scenes, like a live look at Darren compiling his tweets and tweeting them out in real time. Like he has like a stock market ticker that's going at all times for all of his tweets. He probably has a different device that he uses to send out each particular tweet so we can check the engagement on them simultaneously. His bedroom probably looks like a Russian troll farm.
All right, sorry, Hank. I just needed to get that off my chest because I just hate when people blame full games on the refs, and then especially when they blame it because of a fun fact that was tweeted that's not fun.
Not fun.
Not fun.
What were you going to say, though?
No, I'm just saying there was no plays that Chiefs fans are going to be like, they should have called this a pass interference. All those plays that like they should have are going to be like, thinking back on are going to be plays where Chiefs receivers just drop balls.
There were a couple plays, but they were only plays that I got mad about because I was mad that they were ticky-tack that was getting called on the other side.
And Tom Brady's interception was like a kind of a 50-50. You know, I think it was honestly what it really came down to was it was just the refs were getting a little too involved.
Oh,
like
Hank,
the refs were calling a little too tight of a game.
The offsides on the
they didn't show
goal.
Any other angles. That was a terrible angle. The replay that they showed, you couldn't tell.
I agree. And you know what?
They didn't ever show any of the other ones, which maybe means that, you know, they realized they were wrong. But
it's a big fuck you to the NFL, too, for never having a fucking camera angle on the goal line or on important lines of scrimmages in the Super Bowl. You spent $5 million on a hologram Vince Lombardi to walk out before the game and talk about the importance of integrity, but you can't have a camera that's set up on the goal line to tell if a ball breaks the plane?
Yeah, it's true.
It's weird.
It's a very good point. You know what? It's actually a great point, especially because I got someone who never lets us down before we get to the rest of the talk, Verizon.
Yeah.
Verizon has never let people down. Especially gamers. If you're a mobile gamer, you've heard every excuse under the sun. They're hacking. This game is glitchy.
Yep.
But the lamest one by far is blaming your losses on a lag, like blaming your losses on the ref. Eliminate the excuses with Verizon 5G, the 5G that changes the game. Now with unprecedented performance, 5G ultra wideband, the fastest 5G in the world, built with a massive capacity, ultra fast speeds, and ultra low lag for console level gaming on the go. So no more network shaming when you get kicked off. The leaderboard, Verizon 5G is here, which means the time has come to stop blaming the lag, stop making excuses, and start becoming the best gamers in the game. This is a 5G that changes the game. This is the 5G built right only from Verizon. 5G ultra wideband available only in parts of select cities. Global claim based on open signal independent analysis. Just an off script point. Verizon has bought the whole episode, so we really appreciate Verizon supporting us. And if you could, if you like are a fan of this show and you want to support us, go use Verizon. Use Verizon 5G, because every time you support our advertisers, you're supporting us, and that's a really cool move that Verizon bought the entire post Super Bowl show. So shout out Verizon, we really appreciate it.
Real talk, one time I switched my phone service over. I had to, for or I thought that I had to at the time, switch to another player. Before I got home, I went back to the store and I was like, I can't do this.
Dude,
there are no bars.
Read the top of my phone. What does it say?
It says, hey, what's up, big cat?
No, it says it's Verizon 5G. Okay. I knew you were going to do that. I've been a Verizon guy my entire life.
Did you not want me to read that text from Lisa Ann?
That would be sick, dude. I would have taken that.
She liked like four of my tweets tonight. Not to brag.
You think so?
Yeah.
Like,
well, no, she may have liked.
No, I'm saying
She may have liked more than that, but she clicked the like button.
Yeah, she liked them. All right, other things. Tony Romo peed his pants.
Yes, he did. Well, allegedly. So he had a a dot where we think his penis might be coming back from
not
the hat.
So yeah, big,
you,
Tony.
Hey, Tony, did you make sure you shook off
this is why
properly? I don't know, Jim.
This is a good life lesson, Tony. Like, you should. If you don't, I'm not going to make any accusations here, but as a man who does not have a large penis, you got to get out in front of it so that if you ever pee your pants like that and people are like, hey, dude, the pee's coming from pretty up high. Well, look, I've been on the record. You know what to expect from me. There's not a lot I'm packing in there. Mm-hmm. So don't worry about it. When you see it, don't be surprised.
Well, we also don't know where the waist of his pants were because he was covering those up. So it could have been a very high-waisted pant. We don't know where his penis ended.
We don't shame.
It could have been pre-cum. That's what I would go with it when if I was Tony. I was like, you
know
what,
Jim?
You know what? It was we're getting pretty close to golf season. Very excited, Jim.
All right, what were you going to say?
Before the game started, we got fucked, Big Cat.
Yeah, we did.
We got fucked from the opening coin flip.
Mm-hmm.
Heads.
Mm-hmm.
Heads, it spreads. I can't believe we didn't think about that.
No, that's not real. Tails never fails. It did change everything. It did change everything. It sucked. Also, the score bug that they changed on us that had me just like, I'm a creature of habit. I don't like change. I don't like you changing things on the last fucking game of the year, the biggest game of the year. Like, I'm a comfort guy. I'm a homebody. So when they change something like that and the time was like off-centered, the whole thing felt out of whack. And then you see, so it goes heads, new score bug, and the Chiefs looking very pedestrian, and everything just felt wrong.
Yeah, the world didn't seem right. The score bug I didn't have that much of a problem with. It was very minimalist. That just means that they were lazy when they designed it, by the way. That's a really good tip if you work in any sort of design field. Just do like the least amount of work possible on a project and say it's either deconstructed or minimalist.
Yep.
They'll be like, that's a great point. Here's a pay raise.
Yep, absolutely. But the whole game felt a little out of whack. Also, the HD cameras have gone too far. I'm going to say it right now. It's actually, you know what it reminds me of? When HD came to porn and we all were like, this is kind of cool. And then you watch a little more and you're like, this is a little too real. Like, a little too. You see a lot. You see all the things, right? This is a little too real for me.
There are certain things that shouldn't be in HD.
Right.
Like, really dirty porn.
Mm-hmm.
Part of my take. We are a standard definition.
No, every time
podcast.
I'm on HD, I look so fat. And I'm not fat.
I am not attractive in HD. And then
You are attractive in real life.
I'm very attractive in real life.
Facts.
Did you know I'm Mr. Herndon?
Yeah, we're pumping each other up.
Won the beauty pageant.
Dude, we pump each other up in 2021.
And then
dudes pumping up dudes.
And then Andy Reid's mustache and his eyebrows don't look great in HD.
Yep. Yep.
His eyebrows look amazing in SD. They look fuller, thicker. Now it's like looks like his forehead's going bald.
It's just too much. It's like when Madden does the graphics too realistic, and everyone's like, the gameplay is off. It's something about the new HD cameras is just too much for me. I can't handle it.
The other thing about the broadcast that I did not like, I've never liked this, is when they cut away from the fan going on the field. I want to see the guy running down the field. Why do you cut away from it? The media needs to be reporting on it. It's happening, Jake, whether you like it or not.
I know.
Jake, CNN didn't cut their cameras away on January 6th when people were entering the Capitol building.
It's just the norm.
Why don't they show me the guy wearing the pink bra and panties that gets tackled at the one?
Because it would glorify it and encourage people to do it.
Hank's exactly right.
At the next
platform for them.
No. Yes. Well, and that what they should have is just like a former player. They should have Ray Lewis on the field, a good guy on the field, to stop a bad guy on the field.
Yeah, it's true.
But still, even if he gets his butt kicked, it's still the platform and the clicks in the viral.
I love seeing that. It's a fucking shame that they cut away from it.
It really
all the time.
Should, yeah.
Can you think of a more boring person to narrate a trespasser than Jim Nance?
We need it. We need that. Let the boys watch. Let the boys watch. Other notes. We should never doubt any team that has a running back that has playoff. Insert the blank, because now it's 2 years in a row, back-to-back championships for teams that feature a playoff name.
Yeah.
Playoff Lenny was phenomenal. Shout out Playoff Lenny. He is family now. He said that to us. So we appreciate him. Congrats to him. He had a great game. We also should do, we want to do a quick early championship pick for next year's NFL champion.
Yeah.
We got the odds are out in the Barstool Sportsbook. I should just throw this out there. I forgot to mention, but do you know who beat the Tampa Bay Bucks on a Thursday night football game? The Chicago Bears.
Mm-hmm.
So that's at least we get part of this Super Bowl.
Yeah, the football team only lost to them by 8 points.
And you're about to get Carson Wentz.
Yeah. Congrats.
Ryan Pace is such a fucking idiot. I'm hoping and praying that Ryan Pace put out a trial balloon and just to see the reaction. And the reaction is so bad that he's not going to do this, because some of these reports about the Bears treating a fucking, like, first, maybe even two first-round picks for Carson Wentz. No one out-negotiates themselves quite like Ryan Pace.
There's nobody else that's bidding that high, close to that high.
He bids against himself. He is in a funhouse. A wall of mirrors just turning around being like, oh, that guy's going to get him. Oh, that guy's going to get him. Better go first and a second.
Yeah.
So I don't fucking understand.
Ryan Pace's brain, the weekend sprinting through that house of mirrors at halftime show.
Yes.
That was a trip.
Yeah, that was. The Jabberwockies, people call me a boomer for that joke. I thought it landed.
There was no...
They looked like Jabberwockies, did they not?
They did. No, with the masks.
I remember that from middle school.
It looks like the Jabberwockies just multiplied, like a tessellation of Jabberwockies.
The problem is, if you make a reference from like 2008, people are like, boomer.
Well, they're the boomer for not knowing what the Jabberwockies are, because the Jabberwockies are still the coolest thing on the planet.
That's not boomer, though. That's older. I'm an elder millennial.
If you're an 18-year-old... 12 years ago, like you're
a child. We can't let 18-year-olds run the world, Hank.
Hank, you still...
Then we'll all be Billy Football.
You still root for Tom Brady. That's the most boomer thing ever.
He's all I've ever known in my entire life.
Mm-hmm.
Since I was a child.
The Jabberwockies is all Big Cat's ever known.
I'm a big Jabberwocky fan.
When you think about dancing, what do you think?
Jabberwockies. Blue Man Group.
When you think about drip, what do you think about?
Jabberwockies.
Yeah, exactly.
And Shaq doing the Jabberwockies. Remember that? In the All-Star game?
That was cool.
All right. Chiefs are the favorite, plus 550. Packers plus 900, Bucks not plus 900. Then you got Ravens, Bills, Rams. I'm looking at this. I'm going to throw one out there. Ready?
Rams.
Chicago Bears plus 5,000. No. I'll tell you what my pick is.
Dolphins.
Nope. San Francisco 49ers 14-1.
I like that.
Bounce back.
Unless they get Kirk Cousins.
Aren't they trading? Yeah, aren't they going to trade Garoppolo, allegedly?
Shanahan absolutely loves Kirk Cousins.
I'm just looking for a team with a good coach,
like a
good
Tom
defense.
Brady, Antonio Brown situation. There's
you think tons of injuries.
They would not have a better chance with Kirk Cousins than with Garoppolo.
Agreed.
That's a fact.
I don't know. Now, if they get Deshaun Watson, then yes.
I don't know.
And then whatever team gets Deshaun Watson has to be probably 12-1, 13-1.
Yep.
If Garoppolo comes to New England,
14-1. San Diego Chargers 28-1.
Yeah, that's not bad.
I like
that's
that one
spicy.
Too. I like that one too. 28-1 San Diego Chargers, 14-1 49ers.
Where are the Seahawks at?
22-1. But Russell Wilson sucks in the playoffs.
But they're going to let Chris cook or let Chris eat.
Yeah, that's true.
They're hiring offensive coordinators. Going to be like, let's run the fucking ball. We are establishing the run.
100 to 1, Texans and Lions. Actually, the Jaguars are not the worst. They're I can't read these lines. I'm too
81.
Yeah. All right. What else we got? Anything else Super Bowl?
I
mean, it wasn't a great Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. We admit that, right? Like, it wasn't that it was it felt deflating watching that second half. We've had a very good run of exciting Super Bowls, and this one
It was a throwback. Yeah.
It was a throwback.
It was
an ass kicking.
It wasn't.
The Rams one wasn't great either.
No, but it was close. Like this one.
But that
I know,
Hank,
Chiefs,
we can look back at that one and be like, that was the greatest defensive Super Bowl that we've seen.
The only reason this one didn't feel as terrible as the final score was because it's the Chiefs and they've done it so much where they've come back so much. If it was any other team, the way that game was playing, we would have been like, it was over at halftime.
Mm-hmm.
But because it's the Chiefs, like, oh, they can come back from any deficit. Well, they couldn't because they just got their ass kicked.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I mean, whatever. Super Bowl. I'm sad the football season's over. It's always a dark day. Monday, my diet starts. Everyone's got to, you know, pick up the pieces.
Tomorrow should be a holiday also.
It always should
FCS,
be.
FCS, the Duke.
FCS is coming back
State.
Strong.
Yep. Dion.
This was, so Tom Brady's, he's lost twice against JPP. JPP has never lost a Super Bowl. He's 3-0. JPP might be
playoff
the best.
Game.
Now he's got three.
Wait.
He's never lost a playoff
game. He's run out of places to put his rings. He's got three of them.
Was he on the first team?
I think so.
In the league that long?
Yeah.
No, I don't.
I think it was OC, Strahan, and JPP,
no,
right?
No, that
Giants,
was his second.
He wasn't
second,
on, yeah. right?
He wasn't on the first team. He got drafted in 2010.
Okay.
So, but he is 2-0 in the Super Bowl.
So he does have enough places to put the rings.
Yes, he's got enough. He probably should retire.
Yes.
Before
walk away. Otherwise,
issue.
It just becomes,
yeah, then
you're going to lose
issue.
It. Right. You're going to put it down like a cell phone
exactly.
and walk away.
Exactly. But, yeah, sad to see the football season end. Any other final thoughts before we...
I hate that when Hank walked in wearing that stupid vest. Is the vest retired? You going to frame it?
The vest is retired. I'm going to try, you know, hopefully me and Tom cross paths at some point in the future.
Mm-hmm.
Get him to sign it, and then I'll get it framed and hung up.
The very special recurring vest. That's my fire vest of the week.
Although I guess I have to wait till he retires because I'd still, you know, if it's the playoffs next year, why wouldn't I break it out, you know?
Shout out my prop parlay that went exactly opposite.
Yeah.
That's actually impressive.
I mean, I
went 0-4.
This would have been my worst day.
That's incredible.
Gambling in a long time until I hit that one prop at the end because I faded myself. You should always put one bet into place that kind of is the mitigating factor for maybe you're just incredibly wrong about everything going into this game.
It's the Billy.
Yeah. So I bet on the Bucks to win by 19 to 24 points. They won by 22. So that made it almost even. Almost even. Very close, which I consider an absolute win. I also want to shout out Bruce Arians because we had some fun with Bruce Arians. Talk about how red his face was. Jake did some Pantone checks. Today, he looked healthy as a horse. His face was like nice and tan. Wasn't red. Looked like he did like sober. He's done sober February. He's like 1 week in. He looks great. Not swollen at all. Great job, Bruce. Although it is a bad night to be like a gallon of primer in Bruce Arians' house.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Sucking down that paint.
That's going to be, I don't know what, like, it did feel like Tampa Bay did have a home field advantage. Like, I know that, you know, there weren't a ton of fans, what, 22,000, but it did feel like there was at least a majority were Tampa Bay Bucks fans, so, which they deserve. Whatever. Fuck it. I don't care. I think it's a cool thing that you could end up with the Super Bowl in your home stadium. I'm going to lose Stanford here as well. So this is going to be just fucking awesome. I'm retired responsibly for a week. A week retired. He just missed both his free throws. You can't have fucking Stanford guys missing free throws, guys. And then they all right. Yep. Okay. All right. Goodbye. All right. What else we got for the show? We want to talk about
little Jose Canseco.
Yeah. Fuck Jose, that guy.
No
so
way, Jose
much.
The rat bitch.
Yep.
Sorry. Hank, please bleep that out.
Bleep that out. Bleep that out. Bleep that out.
Yeah, so...
What was that? All you're doing is breathing. Yeah, so, I guess you breathe really heavy. We didn't even realize it.
So after the interview, I was like, okay, I'm kind of nervous basically because he was so confident. And then I was editing the interview. I was like, this man cannot breathe, period.
Mm-hmm. Cannot breathe.
And I thought it was important to the audience to know that, so I kept it in.
Thank
I was
you.
Like, it's good to know that people are going to be wagering on it. Like, they got to know that this guy can't sit down and have a conversation without sounding like Darth Vader.
He was having sleep apnea during the interview. Like, well, while he's awake, he's walking, or an asthma attack. Yeah. I don't know what it was, but yeah, like you, big
the
cat.
The amount of tweets we got was insane.
I did not realize that was happening because we weren't wearing the cans, so we couldn't hear his mic feed during the interview. And then that's all I saw on my Twitter feed on Friday morning. And by the way, thoughts and prayers to Kurt Warner. He did not know what he was getting into when he was getting tagged in the tweet going out from Part of My Take. Today's podcast features Kurt Warner and Jose Canseco. He must have been like, what the hell happened on this show? His feed must have been blowing up. But yeah, Jose's a bitch. He's who he thought he was.
He's a rat.
He's a rat.
He's a fuck.
So I do want to have my guy Billy's back a little bit because Billy put his balls on the line.
Mm-hmm.
He trained his ass off. He went into the ring. He got hit. He hit Jose in the head a few times. Jose fell down after getting punched and just quit. He gave up. I don't want to say he took a dive because that implies like there was something worked out.
No.
And I know that like...
No. Here's how exactly it happened. Well, first of all, you're right. Billy gets all the credit in the world because Billy took the fight. Billy knocked him out, as far as I'm concerned. But people who say that it was rigged or something, the only person you can blame is Jose Canseco. Jose Canseco did the math, figured out how much he was getting paid, and is a fucking pussy. And Billy, like, went berserker mode, and Jose knew he was going to get his ass kicked. Billy wins that fight no matter what.
Yep.
Whether Jose says his shoulder's hurt or not, Billy wins that fight no matter what. He was definitely going to beat him. I wish that Jose had put up a better of a fight, so we had a little bit better of a final fight, main event. But it was a great night overall. Rough and Rowdy is still one of the funnest things that we do. Like, it's just chaos. Shiz at the Riz Out. Shout out my guy, Shiz at the Riz Out, who was trending on Twitter for the knockout
great
of the
knockout.
Night. So if you bought the card and you were disappointed, I understand. But that's how fight cards work. UFC, boxing has the same thing. I think that it still is more than enough entertainment in terms of a $20 pay-per-view buy. And if you want to blame anyone, blame Jose, because Billy was ready to fucking roll, and he went berserker mode on his ass.
Yeah, or you can blame Frank the Tank for just absolutely dominating him mentally. Like, imagine being Jose Canseco. You're an MVP. You're in the 40-40 club. You stole 40 bases, hit 40 home runs. Madonna wanted you to breed with her because you're a genetic freak, and you're like, no, Madonna, you're not hot enough. And then you also get dominated from a mental standpoint by Frank the Tank Fleming. Like, that does not add up to me, but credit to Frank. Frank just pulls no punches. He goes at him.
Do you guys regret not taking the bet?
No, because he wouldn't pay. He's not going to donate $1,000 to the Barstool.
Well, fun fact, I ran into Jose after the fight on Friday night. He was sitting at a table, had like 7 beers in front of him. And I was like, Jose, tough break out there. Are you healthy? Are you okay? Do you need to go to a hospital?
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, yeah, I'm good. You know, I'm good. Just, you know, my shoulders. But he did one of these things where he just kind of chicken wings his arm. He's like, starts rubbing. He's like, you know, my shoulder's all messed
Rodney
up.
Rodney Dangerfield,
now.
Ow, my arm.
Exactly. And I was like, Jose, we should have taken the bet and got that $500,000 off you. He's like, what bet? I was like, the one that you offered me in Big Cat. He's like, I never offered you $500,000. I was like, Jose, it's on camera. And then I did follow up and I asked him about the Barstool Fund thing. And he said, yeah, I'll pay the money. I'll believe that when the check comes
no
in.
No chance.
He also said, Billy didn't hit me in my face. He only hit me here, 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 and here. And he pointed to 4 different places
like
on his
Farley.
Face. Yeah.
He's just an asshole. He's a douchebag, and he's not a likable person. It was still a fun night. Billy, do we think Billy is going to try to keep fighting someone?
Yeah, I think he's probably going to be addicted to it. Or at least he's addicted to the call-out game.
Okay. So we're going to
think Billy's going to come back.
No. And we'll finish the episode with our interview with Billy, which is a must listen because he's been partying nonstop for 3 days after knocking out Jose Canseco, which credit to, like, I would do the same thing if I was 22 years old, won 50K, and knocked out Jose Canseco.
Yeah. He FaceTimed in before you came into the studio, and I picked up, and he was like, dude, do I have to work tonight? I was like, yeah, Billy.
Work.
You have to do a 5-minute interview.
Oh, my God. He's never coming back. No. And you know what? I want him to come back in like a month.
I mean, that's relatable. After my fight, I took a few weeks off of training and being in shape, and it's, you know, 4 years later. So,
guys,
that happens.
Tomorrow, we're starting our diets.
Mm-hmm.
We're starting our diets.
We need to start doing like streams or something where it's like we have to force ourselves to work out.
Yeah. No, you know what we need to do is we need to, every time we order fucking food together, no carbs for the month of February.
Okay.
All right.
That was going to be my who's back is salads.
Yeah, no
carbs. I'm eating a salad tomorrow.
Welcome.
Take my man card if you must, but
I'm
going to do
it. Let's all be on top of each other. Let's all hold each other accountable.
If you see
a carb in my mouth, slap it out. Serious.
I'm down.
Except for Saturdays. Those are cheat days.
We don't see each other Saturdays. So.
Right, and they're cheat days. Like, I'm going to post donuts on Saturday, and everyone's going to be like, what about that? That's a cheat day, bro.
I'm going to have a cheat day. What I'm doing...
PFD almost died from a donut yesterday.
I did. They're deadly, man. I choked on a fritter.
He actually almost died on
My face turned the same shade as Bruce Arians. It was crazy. But yeah, I'm going... You'll find me on the weekday diet.
Yes.
Meaning I'm going to eat relatively healthily Monday through Friday.
Correct.
And then what happens on Saturday and Sunday is between me and the Lord.
Yes. All right, let's do who's back, and then we have Billy. Before we do that, our good friends of Verizon, who have bought this whole episode.
Yes, shout out to Verizon. We appreciate your sponsorship. We love you guys. I use Verizon on my phone. It's the only thing that I've used. I use it at home. I've had their Fios service. It's incredible. Everything about Verizon is great. And if you're a mobile gamer, you know that you need to have high-speed internet that you can rely on, that you can depend on. You don't want to hear people say they're hacking like me. I do say that, but I only say that because I'm very bad. Or I say the game's glitchy. I also say that because I'm very bad. But you don't want to hear somebody focus on their lag. You can eliminate all those excuses with Verizon 5G. It's the 5G that changes the game. It's got unprecedented performance with their 5G ultra wideband. It's the fastest 5G in the world. It's built with massive capacity, ultra fast speeds, and ultra low lag for console level gaming on the go. You can play on the go with this Verizon 5G ultra wideband. There's no more network shaming when you get knocked off the leaderboard. Verizon 5G is here, which means the time has come to stop blaming the lag. Stop making excuses. Start becoming the best gamers in the game. It's the 5G that changes the game. This is 5G built right. It's built different. I'm going to go off script on that one. It's 5G built different. Only from Verizon. 5G ultra wideband available only in parts of select cities. Global claim based on open signal independent analysis.
Okay. Who's back of the week? Let's finish there. Who's back of the week? Hank.
Who's back is holograms and like CGI people. PFT alluded to it earlier, the Vince Lombardi CGI intro, which, talk about boomers, like how many people didn't even know who that was, probably a good amount.
I mean, his name's on the trophy.
Yeah. That's true. It should be the Tom Brady trophy, but he only won one. Vince Lombardi
You're
only won
so
one.
Greedy,
it's
Hank.
True. He only won, always, he won one something. Trophy. He won one Vince Lombardi trophy. Tom Brady's won seven. Like, come on.
That's actually a good point.
Yeah, I mean, so you're saying it should just be the Tom Brady trophy?
It should be.
I do.
Will name something after him.
One thing I love about Hank's brain.
You never know with Goodell.
The mindset of Patriots fans everywhere is like they will always find that next level of how they're being disrespected. And I love this is the final boss. It's like it's a crime that the championship trophy isn't named after Tom Brady.
It was a little weird.
What happens if Belichick wins it?
It was a little weird hearing Goodell come out to like people cheering and giving the trophy to Tom Brady. Usually it's booze. That was disappointing. Wait. I know it was like healthcare workers and shit. It was probably a different crowd, but like people were cheering and that's disgusting.
Doesn't Bill Belichick have eight rings though?
Yeah, but not as a player.
I know, but as a coach.
Yeah, it's different.
Okay.
Yeah, the Belichick trophy. I like that. It's got a good ring to it.
Anyway.
Wouldn't you want it to be the Belichick trophy?
Goodell is never giving it to Belichick. He should give it to Brady. But they're probably not going to give it to anyone because the other CGI.
Because it's been named Lombardi forever, and that's probably going to be the name
other
forever.
CGI, like hologram. there was Al Davis 30 for 30 that came out last weekend, and they had like Pete Rozelle and Al Davis. You know how in documentaries they have the people telling the story and stuff? Yeah, that's how documentaries work. Yada, yada, yada. I know. But they had CGI Al Davis and CGI.
It was weird.
Pete Rozelle. I liked it. I thought it was great, and then I saw afterwards people were like, it was weird. I thought it was cool. And then they did the Vince Lombardi thing, so I think that's just going to be like the future.
Did they make Al Davis say words that he didn't say? Did they like program him
like
to talk?
He was narrating, it was like, then, blah, blah, blah,
and
blah,
I
blah,
can't
blah,
believe
blah.
My fucking son looks like this.
Al Davis is a fucking G.
Yeah.
I didn't realize how much of an absolute G he was. He's such a G that it's like, who cares what happens to your son? Like, you're cemented as a
fucking gangster. No, that's actually why, though, people are like, how is Al Davis Al Davis and Mark Davis is Mark Davis?
Because I think it's one of those things where it's like, you're when you're such a baller. And then, you raise your kids.
You take all the baller genes away.
No, it's
from
not
kid.
Like he was raised hungry. He was raised go out and fight for it. Mark Davis had everything because Al Davis won everything.
I think with a bull haircut and almost.
I think Mark Davis would have found success on his own eventually, Hank.
That's a little
disrespectful.
That actually is very fucked up.
It was a great 30 for 30. It was. I didn't realize how cool Al Davis was. Wish we could have got him on the show. Mm-hmm. That's what I was thinking.
He was a big jumpsuit guy. Mm-hmm. Yeah. He started jumpsuit January.
Yes. All right, PFT, who's back?
So I was going to do Salads are back.
Yep.
I'll switch it up. Who's back? Brooks Koepka.
Blake Koepka.
Brooksy is back.
Yes.
He went lights out today. Hammered that rat bitch Bryson DeChambeau right in his stupid fucking fedora scally cap.
Mm-hmm.
His bloated ears. Congrats to Brooks for winning. What was it? The Waste Management. The Tournament of the Gods. I think that's my favorite.
The fifth major.
Yeah, it's the fifth major. I love the stadium hole. I love the last two holes in Arizona. I love how drunk the crowd is.
Yes.
If you think COVID could stop like suburban Arizonans from getting hammered drunk in
Absolutely
the first
not.
Week of February, my friend, you do not know the Southwest.
Yes. All right, my who's back of the week is college basketball. I mean, it's been college basketball season, but now it's really college basketball season. And shout out the Dukies. Tough night, Hank. Losing to UNC.
There's no fans.
Are they not going to make the tournament?
500. They're on the wrong side of the bubble right now.
Mm. College basketball. They lost to Miami. I love college basketball. I'm retired this week, but next week I'm going to get back at it. Back on the horse. Lab Cat will be back.
Mm, tough break for Kentucky, too.
Yeah.
Kentucky.
Yes. Kentucky.
Yeah.
Those shirts are flying off the shelves, I heard.
Oh, yeah. If you are a Bucks fan, we do have a shitload of awesome Bucks gear in the Barstool Sports.
What's the other tournament? The CBI?
CBI.
And the CIT.
CIT. Yeah. The Wild Kits CITS.
Oh.
Duke will definitely opt out of that tournament probably, right?
Oh, no. Yeah. They won't play.
Yeah.
Duke doesn't go to the NIT.
I would be shocked if Duke plays the rest of the season. They're going to opt out for sure.
Well, they could still win the ACC tournament.
They might opt out like halftime when they're down, you know, by 20 to FSU. Jake, you got a Who's Back of the Week, and then we're going to have Billy on, which you should all listen to. Billy is very lucid and really gave us a great description of what it was like to be in the ring with Jose Canseco on Friday night.
Yes. Who's Back? Tennis. The Australian Open, the first major. Djokovic is the one seed. Your boy.
Oh, okay. All right. Cool. Yeah. That's cool. That's pretty tight.
Yeah, Federer still nursing an injury. He's the one seed, so.
Federer's out?
Yes. Rafa number two.
Okay.
Should be interesting.
No fans, no masks.
Australia,
right?
Australia's pretty
good
much
for Djokovic.
Gone.
Damn it. Yeah. Australia did it. Yep. Australia did
Djokovic
it.
Is they definitely reintroducing to COVID life. To the we entire there. Subcontinent yeah. there.
Are they going
to
let fans in the March Madness?
Still TBD. They said at least family is guaranteed.
Can we get like all the people who've had vaccines?
That'd be nice.
We need fans.
I know.
Like if
I know.
See this again, I just go back to like, dude, have Jeff Bezos, Mark Cuban, some one of these billionaires just do a cool move and get like pay for people with vaccines to live in Indianapolis for the first 4 days so that you can shuffle in and out different crowds to keep them amped up.
Yeah, mix it up with the healthcare workers.
Oh.
You know what? Just take all the fans that were at the Super Bowl, fly them to Indy. They should just be the
Are you
sports
choking on a fritter again?
Yeah, the sports attendance fans. They should just be like, you guys have been approved. You've got a card. You can go to sports games. Go to all the big ones.
Be ready, by the way, if you're a first time listener to Pardon My Take this season. Usually after football ends, our bodies are like Jopa after he gets fired. Like all of our
disavow.
Bodies break down. Like we're on our last legs. I would imagine we're all going to get sick. We're all
going to
have some type of ailment. Yeah, I mean, you've just been claiming that you're not sick. You claimed.
Well, I'm not.
You've been
I don't
coughing
have COVID.
In our face and been like, yeah, it's just smoker's cough.
I don't have COVID.
Yeah. But you're still.
I have a cold, probably.
Yeah. Which might be COVID.
No.
No. Hank, you've tested negative,
tested
right?
Negative.
And stayed
we've
positive.
All tested positive.
And we've all stayed positive.
Mm-hmm.
But our bodies are going to break down. I mean, PFT almost died from a donut.
I did.
It actually happened.
Can you believe that? Like, I almost died from the one thing that's designed to have a hole in it for breathing purposes
uh-huh.
in case you do choke on
yes.
it.
Yes.
And dying the day before the Super Bowl.
That's why the hole
and
is
the week after I graduated from the 27 Club,
mm-hmm.
that would have been the worst time to ever pass away.
It would have sucked. But you know what? Good news for you. Billy, in a podcast with our CEO, Erica Nardini, this week, called both of us old and Hank old. And is essentially gunning for our jobs.
Mm-hmm.
So you would just be... Billy might actually try to kill us. Did you see that clip, Hank?
I did not.
Oh, my God. Billy Football. He was like, you know, PFT and Big Cat, they're getting old. Hank, getting old. They don't understand Twitch and TikTok like I do.
Oh, yeah.
It was wild.
He said the TikTok generation. By the way, Billy has...
I would love to just put Billy in like... Be like, Billy, do our jobs for a week. He'd be like, oh, I have to do this much work?
Yeah, I like that Billy is like taking credit for knowing how TikTok works, and Billy does not know how TikTok
no.
works. He's just the same age as other people that know how TikTok
correct,
works.
Correct,
that's like me being like, I'm a great C-sharp
he just
programmer.
He uses TikTok.
I would be offended
or
if
like
it,
scroll,
he
doesn't
looks
use
at
it.
TikTok.
He scrolls on TikTok.
Yeah.
I would be offended by that clip if Billy had like any type of intelligence where I could think that he was a threat,
mm-hmm.
but it was more just like, dude, why are you admitting this out loud? It was Dwight Schrute just gunning for us.
I honestly, I respected it.
Yeah, I mean, because it's so stupid.
When he said it, Billy's like, there's no way they're ever going to see or hear any of this.
Right. Right. Like, this is off the record, right?
Yeah.
Like, you should fire Big Cat, PFT, and Hank.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Speaking of our beautiful boy, who we are very proud of him. We want that on the record. He knocked Jose Canseco out. It was awesome. We love Billy Football.
Hindsight is 2020. You know, people can say whatever they want now, but I would say more. A majority of people thought he was going to lose.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. People were legitimately like, what are you getting him into?
Right.
This is crazy. He's going to get killed. Everyone was nervous for Billy.
I thought he was going to lose.
Billy looked fucking Jose Canseco in the face.
No, I was just worried. I was like, fuck, man.
You're
like,
right, though, Hank. There needs to be that. That needs to be stated because a lot of people are coming after lately, you know, afterwards and being like, wow, Jose, what a scumbag. He took a dive. People thought Billy was going to get killed.
Right.
Like, people were like, oh, Billy's going to end up in the hospital. Okay? So, credit to Billy. He deserves all the credit. He's the champ. Here he is. All right, we now welcome on the champ, Billy Football. He's in Florida. He doesn't know how he got there. What's up, Billy?
Bro, I mean, let's be real.
For sure.
I won the fight before it even started. Night before.
Yeah.
The night before, he was talking shit to me. I go, yo, bro, like, he was like, do you know what you got yourself into? And I was like, nah. And then, I mean.
Yeah.
Basically. Wait.
Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah.
The whole thing is crazy.
Go on.
Mm-hmm.
So, the mental. Right, I put myself in the mental space for no fear, and the whole thing is crazy.
Yeah. So, what has been the coolest thing that you've done since you won the fight,
dude? So the fight happened, right?
Sure did.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I thought he took a dive, but the real thing is he quit. He just quit. He saw that he, like, low key, like, right, like
he quit low key.
Started,
yeah,
and then he quit. Because he, like, realized I was coming at him.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. He did try to punch you. Like, he threw a punch, you ate it, and you were like, oh, I got this. You actually, you got more of a plan once you got punched in the face.
Can we start again? Because
All right, here we go. 3-2, we'll cut all that. 3-2-1. All right, we now welcome on the champ. It is Billy Football off of his championship fight. Billy, I guess the first thing we should ask, we always ask whenever we have a boxer on, are you good? Like, any injuries or anything from the fight? Any, maybe a headache or, like, so, you know, how the hands? Because, you know, that was a tough fight. Did you get banged up at all?
So, the real question was his punch going to knock me out? He said he was a crazy hard puncher.
Yeah.
He hit me. I realized he was human, and I went after him.
Yeah,
And you did. You hit him a couple times. Like, yes, he did quit, and he's a little bitch, and he gave up, and he's exactly who we thought he was, which is a quitter. He didn't want to get physically abused, but you did hit him a couple times, and could you tell, like, when you caught him with that left or that right?
So I went in on him. He tried to wrap up with me, and I bounced out and hit him with the 1-2. And then at that point, he knew. He was like, I'm done. He was like, I'm not getting hit like this for 3 more minutes.
Billy, hold on. Hold on, Billy. You cut out. Hold on. All right, we got to start over. Hold on. All right. 3-2-1. Okay, we now welcome on Billy Football, our champion, off his huge title fight against Jose Canseco. Billy, can you break it down? Can you tell us how the fight went?
So, look, I legitimately got into a mental state, like, legitimately, like, meditated, like, went into it. And I was like, yo, dude, like, I got into this mental state where I'm just, like, no fear. Because, like, I can't, like, think about this. If you're going to a fight with a guy who's saying he's going to blunt force trauma you, you can't fear him. You have to, like, eliminate fear.
Yeah.
So I meditated, like... Oh, you fuck you guys. I know you're fucking laughing, you assholes.
What?
No,
no,
Billy,
we're not.
We're so proud
we're
of you.
We're not. We're proud of you, dude.
No, bro, you guys don't fucking understand. I fucking was in wartime fucking last.
All right. Do you want to start it again for real, though? You want to start it again for real? Let's do. Can you compose yourself for 3 minutes?
Fuck.
All right. Here we go. 3-2-1. All right. We now welcome on our champion, the champ, Billy Football, off his huge first round knockout of Jose Canseco, that rat bitch. Billy, how we feeling?
I feel amazing. I made him quit.
Yeah?
He didn't think I was going to show up.
Tell us about the fight. Can you tell us how it went down in your eyes?
So basically, when the whole thing was, did he have superhuman punch power? And once he punched me and I realized that he didn't have superhuman punch power, I fucking went in on him. And that's what happened.
When do you think that you realized that you could win that fight?
When he punched me with his jab and it was nothing. And I was like, oh, I'm going to get his ass.
Uh-huh.
So before the fight, when we interviewed Jose on Friday night, he was saying that, like, his strength, like, he's going to punch you and it's going to be over. Did you feel that that wasn't the case?
No, you know what happened? He thought that I was a fucking, like, real talk, like, pussy, like, bitch. Mm-hmm. And
we don't say bitch.
No. What happened was, he didn't think I was, like, actually coming to fight. Right. I came out as a fighter, and he was like, holy shit, this isn't a celebrity boxing match. This motherfucker's coming out to kick my ass. And he quit. He quit.
Mm-hmm. Were you a little bit intimidated that he was so much taller than you?
No, I was taller than him. Oh. I had reach on him. He had mass on me, but it was non-functional mass, so he was fucked.
All right, so real quick, we'll let you go after this. I think the people want to know, though, how have you spent the last 48 hours after the fight? What have you been up to?
Bro, I went down to Florida, and I'm about to buy an albino cobra.
Yeah? Okay.
Bro, I'm about to be honest, bro.
Sick.
How do you plan on getting that venomous snake back to New York City?
Dude, they can ship it.
Yeah, they can.
Shipping it.
Just put it in the mail.
One last question for you, Billy. Did you go berserker mode?
Yeah, bro. Dude, think about this. I was ready to fucking die. I was on death row. Think about this. Imagine me. Like, you had to put yourself in the fucking mindset. I was like, dude, like, I might fucking die tonight. I had so many people out there. After the fight, I started crying in the fucking green room because it's just like, it was so great. Like,
all right, Billy. Dude, Let's do this. Let's end the show. We're going to do a number, and you can do an animal fact, okay?
Dude, I don't have a fucking animal fact.
You have one.
Billy, come on.
Come on, Billy.
You've got several.
Find one.
Haven't you been learning about albino snakes?
Yeah, deep down, find one.
Fuck.
Tell us something about the cobra.
What?
Tell us something about the cobra.
Think about this. 3 weeks ago when I got COVID, zero cardio, and it killed me.
Yeah,
right. No, true. The cobra, though. Tell me something about the snake that you're going to buy.
Tell us an animal fact about the cobra.
The white snake.
Yeah, then we're going to do the numbers.
Snakes have internal organs.
Nice.
Good fact.
All right, what number, Billy? You lead off. What number?
32.
All right, I'm going to go 99.
8 again?
12.
18.
Holy shit!
Oh, 32!
Are you fucking serious?
Fuck.
Are you fucking serious, Billy? 32!
No, show it to me. Shut the fuck
Dude,
up. Show
I'm
me.
Showing it to you right now. Look See into it? The camera. I'm fucking showing it to you. I'm showing it to everyone. 32!
I don't believe you.
You're smart. He still got it.
Damn it.
Still mentally sharp as a tack.
It was four.
Bro, I went to fucking war 2 nights ago.
Yeah, all right. So why don't you hold on? Let's start again, and you can tell us about it. 3, 2, 1. All right. We now welcome on Billy Football. Billy, people are saying you went to war on Friday night. Is that true?
Bro, dude, my whole team, our tee was way too high. We won the night before because my tee was way too high. My team's tee was way too high. And Jose quit. He knew he was going to get fucked up.
Yeah, Billy, tell us about your mental state going into the fight.
Bro, I went into fucking berserker mode, bro. I went into fucking death row. I was like, there's a chance I die tonight. And I was like, fuck yeah. Like, dude, like legitimately I was having panic attacks 2 weeks before the fight. But I had to make sure there was zero fear when I walked into that ring.
Yeah.
It was legitimately like, I don't even know how to fucking talk about like, you have to eliminate fear, and then you go in there and you go in and throw my plan the whole time, I was going to throw 140 punches around. And that was my plan for three rounds. I trained to punch 140 times a minute for three rounds.
That's sick.
And I went in there and I threw he just folded because he knew what he was dealing with. Like, let's be real. Like, you know, he wanted to play around and make a show, but I went out there to kick his ass. He thought that I was going to be wary because he fucking said he was going to knock me out with some blunt force trauma.
So, Billy, what are you going to spend the winnings on? You going to make any big unusual? What are you going to spend your winnings on? Are you going to make any big unusual purchases?
Dogecoin.
Nice.
Love it. Billy, you want to pick a number? You want to do the number?
Yeah, we'll do numbers.
Let's do the lottery. I'll take
32.
I'll take 8.
Hey, guys, I know an absolute 18, 99.
Like, 8. Like, show me 8.
I was trying.
Oh, 8 was just in there.
I love you guys.
Love you too,
79.
Billy. 79.
I love you too, Billy. We'll see you. Honestly, we may never see you again. But if we do, we'll see you.
Be safe. And if you can't bring the COVID back, just release it into the Everglades. That's probably fine.
I'm not going to bring COVID back. I caught COVID.
All right. See you, Billy.
Fuck.
See you, Billy. We love you.
Love you, dude.
Very proud of you.
All right, love you guys.
Love you.
Oh, yeah. Pardon my statement. Taking over for the 99 and also the 2000. Drink pain. Drink pain. Drink pain. That's rich. Drink pain. Getting lit. Drink pain. That's my shit. Drink pain. Sipping on some bloody white, wash it down, stomach's tight, hand me a straw, head feeling light, chug and prime, like a Sprite, tight pieces of grip like you for breakfast, I'm on your head, weigh you down like I'm a necklace, give you CTE, then you forget this, driving RV3, driving reckless, drink pain, that's grit, drink pain, get lit, drink pain, that's my shit, drink pain, that's grit, drink pain,
Pardon My Take, presented by Barstool Sports.